free home.
Design Tech, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, is Brent available?
Oh, let me go check, Matt. Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Russell from Cardiff.
Russell from?
Cardiff.
Okay, hold on one moment.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello, this is Brent.
Hey, Brent, this is Russell from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, I know you're pretty busy over there, so I won't take up too much time here, but we specialize in equipment financing and working capital, and just want to know what you have going on right now that could use some funding.
Right now, maybe at the first of the year, we'll be looking, but right now we're kind of holding firm.
Okay, and well, when that time comes, would you be expecting to be looking for some capital or equipment?
Some of each, maybe.
Okay, God. What kind of equipment would you be looking for?
Just more or less injection molders or something like that.
Got it. And we usually get those. Do you purchase new or used?
Used.
Okay, so you usually... Do you try to finance those when you typically get them?
Do what now?
Try to finance them?
Yeah, I do. 3 to 4 years, something like that.
Got it. And do you do that through a third party? Because if you're buying them used, can you finance through a vendor?
One of the guys that I work with, he finances them for me. So, I'll just buy a couple machines from him, and he'll put it over 3 or 4 years, and I just pay him off. So he finds me a good used equipment, piece of equipment, and we go like that.
Okay. Yes, we do something pretty similar over here.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said you'd also maybe be looking for some capital. How much would you be expecting to look for?
I don't know. Maybe $150,000 or something.
$150,000?
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Okay. And what would you want to be using that for?
Probably working capital, just to keep our jobs going and that type of thing.
Just
what kind
operating.
Of interest rate? Yeah. What kind of interest rates are you at?
Well, the thing is, we have a couple different programs here, both the equipment financing, working capital, and so they both do differ. It all kind of depends on certain things. What kind of rates would you be looking for?
Below probably 5 or 6. I don't know, something somewhere in there.
Okay, and so that's the thing is, it all kind of depends on how you look on paper. For people with, an A credit profile, we're able to get them an A rate and so on. So we can kind of work from there. So when the time comes, we can definitely get some work going together, do an application process, because we're not actually able to give you a definitive rate until we kind of see a few other things in order to get you the best one possible.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll just see what goes on then.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So you said calling you first of the year would probably be the best opportunity for you?
Yeah, just after the first. It's not usually January. We handle a lot of that. We're just trying to get back into the groove. So.
Okay. And just so you know, we do actually have you pre-approved based off of some lending history that you have through U.S. Bank. That pre-approval was actually up to $250,000. You said earlier you'd be asking for about $150,000. But, I mean, just out of curiosity, if you were to able to have that $250,000, what would you want to do with it?
I wouldn't want to take it unless I needed it.
Hey, smart guy. That's a good answer right there.
Yeah, so it just depends on what jobs we're running. If, some of this material is pretty expensive, and if we have to buy it 8 weeks in advance of running it, sometimes it's, hard to make the gap work.
Absolutely. That's one of my clients I'm working with right now is pretty much the exact same thing. He needs the money in between of, all the manufacturing costs and in between actually seeing the return from it.
Yeah. So anyway, that enough information?
Yeah, that's pretty good right there. Just one more out of curiosity, though, too, is you said you would be searching for about 150, and just so you're aware, our working capital loans were typically able to free up 10 to 15% of your top-line revenue. So what did your sales look like last year?
They sucked.
Really?
They were very good, yeah. So, you know, I'm just working on a few things that will be really bring us up, and that's probably why we slumped a little bit, is because we have our own product that we're trying to push, and once we get that going, it's gonna, you know, we're gonna need some funding for that.
Okay, great. Well, yeah, we can definitely, you know, we always have programs that fit for just about everyone, so we can definitely get something coming when, you know, come January, and yeah, we'll be able to take a look at everything and be able to get you set up on the best program possible.
All right. Well, maybe we can talk the first year.
All right, absolutely. I'll definitely be giving you a call that first week after the new year, Brent.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the call.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
happy Veterans Day.
Yeah, you too. Okay.
Yeah, have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, bye.